What's up, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast, and I'm here with a special guest today over the phone. His name is Tyler Candelaria. He runs the Steeler Nation Twitter page, and I'm excited to have you on. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you very much. I have a lot of questions for you. Got to pick your brain about how you grew your social media, how the website's doing, and then, of course, the player interactions you've had, but I'm going to start off with how'd you get started on Steeler Nation, and what made you become such a big fan?
So, well, I'll start off with the fan thing, actually, since I'm actually from New York. I actually go to school in Pittsburgh right now, but the fan thing, I was younger, and my parents on both sides, my parents are divorced, so both sides, one side liked the Bills, because I'm from upstate New York, so everybody really likes the Bills.
Okay.
For some reason, my other side liked the Dolphins. I was really young. I was probably like 5'4" at the time, And I just felt like I wanted my own team. I kept going back and forth with the other two teams because I didn't want to disappoint a parent or something.
Right.
So I decided one day, like, I knew who the Steelers were, and obviously they were, like, well-known. I just said, I'm going to be a Steelers fan. Happened, I picked them before the season started, and the same year they ended up winning the Super Bowl against Seattle. So that was it was actually crazy. So that's how I started being a Steelers fan. With the Steeler Nation Twitter, actually, it started, I was at – so right now I started it when last year, yep, and I joined up with somebody else who had the Steeler Nation page. After a while, he kind of just, like, was kind of done with it, let me use it a little bit. I got in contact with the owner of SteelerNation.com, Justin McGonigal.
Okay.
And the Twitter page was already around about 6,000 followers. I kind of grew it to about 10K at the time when I joined up with him.
Wow.
Once we joined up, everything just got crazy, and then we started interviewing players. And the website's been growing and growing, especially as of late, all this big news and drama. Everything's just been growing lately.
Yeah, so how do you guys stay relevant? I mean, I know it's got to be tough if you're not, like, right there on top of players and coaches and everything that's going on. Like, how do you keep updated with the news, like, for let's say, like, the website? Is it mainly opinion-based, or do you guys kind of keep things updated?
You know, we keep it up there. We have a few, like, key contributors. We got a solid amount of contributors, but we have a few key ones that usually keep it updated. Justin, the owner, he's on it. Like, he's got everything down. So, I mean, we have another guy actually named Tyler as well. Sometimes when Justin or I can't live tweet the games, we try to live tweet the games for the fans, obviously, that can't watch the games. We get that up because that also helps the Twitter. You get a lot of, you know, like, stats on those, like, favorites and retweets that people like to check that out a lot. And then usually at halftime and at the end of games, we'll put something on the website with, like, the score and the final score. We pretty much try to keep up with everything as, like, you know, as fast as we can and keep everybody updated as soon as possible.
So what did it take to get verified? Like, can you kind of run me through the process of, like, how Twitter even approached you guys and said, here's your blue check mark?
Yeah, so I don't know. I've always been a Twitter guy. Justin, when he joined me, that's when we actually got verified. In the beginning of Steeler Nation, when I was with the other guy before he, you know, let us have the page pretty much, we tried to get verified before, but they actually, because you can actually request things. I don't think right now you can request the Twitter, but you can request the Twitter, and they'll come to you whether if they think you're, you know, big enough to be verified or however their process is. They base it off, you know, if you're a website, a sports team, a top figure. Once I got connected with Justin, we kind of waited till we grew a little bit. Once we got to around maybe 15K, we applied there, and his website, SteelerNation.com, helped a lot, because once we linked that with everything, that really helped us get verified, and Twitter thought that was the right time to approach us with that.
What kind of perks does it have to be verified? I mean, we've talked to a few people that have been verified on Twitter and things like that, but I know that you get more, you know, verified followers and things like that. The most recent thing that comes to mind is the fact that Juju Smith-Schuster quote retweeted you guys on Twitter, and that was huge.
Right, yeah, a lot of things that come with verification is I've always actually wanted to know that, because I was like, I've always wanted to see, because, like, what difference does it have for verified? And the thing is, like, when you go to your notifications and you can see, like, your mentions or just all your, like, things, there's also a little tab for verified, so you can just see just what verified people have tweeted at you or something. Or you can go to your followers and see who your verified followers are.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's so much easier to connect with players at that point, because since they're all verified, if you tweet a player as a verified person, they're way more likely to see it than if you're just some random person tweeting at them without a verified, because they get the notification from the verified people. So that helps a ton.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a big difference. So that leads me into my next question. How many Steelers or even just athletes have you met because of this?
Personally met or just talked to overall?
Either or.
Well, I've been to a lot. There's been a lot of, there's this site called, they actually have a store. It's in the mall. It's a mall at Robinson. It's in Pittsburgh. It's about 30 minutes out from the city of Pittsburgh. They have a lot of, they bring a lot of guys there. So, I mean, I've met, just going to like there, they have events there. I've met Hines Ward, Antoine Randall, Eli Rogers, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, kind of like the newer guys. I haven't got the chance to meet with Le'Veon. I almost had a chance to meet with Le'Veon Bell. Haven't met with him at Brown yet. That was one of the two key ones we tried to get. But we've talked to, like, Bell follows us. We actually talked to him a lot. He retweets a ton of our stuff. So, I mean, most of the Steelers really follow us. Ben doesn't really run his Twitter. It's kind of like it's run from his website. He doesn't follow. There's only really a few, like maybe five or four that really don't follow us. But we have about, you know, AB, Bell. We got most of the guys. So that, we've connected with a lot of them. We have a lot of interviews on our podcast. Even guys like, we actually interviewed Michael Vick. It's our latest guy. So
no way.
A lot of those guys. Yeah.
You interviewed him?
Yeah, we had him. So he, we actually tweeted at him, and he tweeted something about the Steelers. So we tweeted a picture with the Steelers back, and it was something about following us. And he threw us a follow. And I saw that his you could get personal inquiries with him. He had like an agent in his bio. So I clicked on it and got in contact with her. We linked up. I mean, it took about a month process to get it done, but we got it done. We talked to him. It was pretty cool. It was our latest one. It happened about a couple weeks ago.
So worth it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said that you got real close to meeting Le'Veon Bell. How do you get real close? Like, what does that kind of entail?
I mean, he's around a lot. Le'Veon, actually. We talked to a lot of people around it. We've almost got him on the show before, because he's that have followed us. Le'Veon likes to rap too. His name, he's got a rapper name. He's a Juice. He raps a lot. He's got a couple producers and they follow us. They talk to us. So, you know, we tried to like see if we can maybe connect to them through there. I mean, I'm actually close with one of his friend named Var. It's his, he does like his album cover designs, and I'm actually kind of close. I met with him, and I'm kind of close with him now. So, I mean, I went to a Steeler game, and he actually, his friend Var and all that was at the game when I was there against on Thursday night. Met with him, so I met like all these guys close to Le'Veon. So I haven't met him yet, but I guess it's been pretty close.
Wow, through a friend, through a friend, through a friend, right?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, through his friends and stuff like that, and they followed us, and we've talked to them and stuff. So, but he's followed us as well. He's actually DM'd us like before. So, I mean, we tried to get him on the show, but eventually we'll get him. I promise you that.
Okay, Tyler. You know, things are heating up more and more each week. We're getting very close to the playoffs, and the Steelers are obviously having an outstanding year. What I want to ask you is just about this past game. What did you think about that final? I know that there was a lot of things that went into us losing the game, you know, at the end. But, you know, what did you think about that final call? Like, just what was your point of view on that?
Oh, man, I mean, you saw it. I mean, everybody thought that was a catch. It doesn't matter if you're a Patriots fan. I'm sure Tom Brady thought that was a catch. I'm sure everybody on the field thought that was a catch.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, based on the actual rules, there really wasn't a catch. I guess it wasn't. I mean, based on everything, those rules got to be looked into. Not even just saying that as a Steelers fan. It's happened a lot. That's like the Kelvin Johnson rule. We've seen Dez Bryant, same thing happened with him in the playoffs a few years ago.
Yeah.
That something's got to change with that. I mean, obvious. Looks, he catches the ball, goes down to the ground, reaches over, elbow, goes, everything down. He's already over. I just don't really understand it. But I guess that's the rule. I mean, I'm sure they'll look into it when the season's over. But, man, it was tough. I mean, there's a couple other factors in the game that could have happened as well to get that win. Obviously, they could have spiked it, or at least they could have ran somewhat of a play. They had just Eli Rogers running out for a pass. So,
yeah.
Ben could have thrown it. There could have been a lot of factors. But also, a big thing that people have obviously looked haven't talked about much was before the Patriots scored to take the lead, John Davis, the Steelers safety, actually dropped an interception that could have sealed the game.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of what ifs, but and it was tough. But I got a lot of I didn't know how we would face off against New England, but they said they played man and they did it well. They usually run zone, so I got a lot of confidence, even if they go into Foxborough in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I saw that. I saw one of your posts on Twitter say that, you know, Steelers should be pretty confident going into the playoffs, knowing that they can play the Patriots and we can win, right?
Right. I think they got a good chance. I mean, you watch the game. You can't tell me, whatever fan you are, that looked like the Steelers had control pretty much that whole game.
Oh yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. That leads me into, you know, my next question. Obviously, a big loss there when we when Antonio Brown went down with a partially torn calf injury. And so my next question is he out of the MVP talks because of injury?
Personally, I mean, I have probably a little bit biased towards that being a fan, you know, but I mean, he's not going to get voted it. I think that it should still be looked into, but really receivers, even if he would have had an outstanding season to finish it off, it still would have been tough because receivers have a tough day. They've never won the award before.
Yeah.
They usually award to the quarterbacks throwing it to them. So again, then you think, oh, well, Roethlisberger's throwing it. Roethlisberger's played a lot better lately, but I'm not going to say he should be in the MVP talk. You know, he's played well lately. But I think Brown should still be involved. At this moment right now, you still got to look at Brady. I think Brown, with a big game, that game and a Steeler win, if he never would have went down, I think then you really got to think about that. But you got Brady. I mean, people are still talking about Wentz with the injury. He had an outstanding year, so you can't really discredit him for the injury. And even Todd Gurley's popping up. He's had a great year for the Rams. So I don't think Brown wins it. He should still be in the talks, but I don't think he wins it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, and you know, it could go either way. I mean, I'm the same way. I'd like to see him do well. I was really hoping that he'd win, just kind of make history that way. But, you know, injuries, I mean, Carson Wentz was in the talk, and it's like, you know, he's out now, you know.
Right, yeah. Injuries have sucked this year. It sucks this year. A lot of good players have went down.
Yeah, so the playoffs are coming up. I wanted to ask you, what do you think the Steelers' chances are to just win it all? You know, what is your prediction on their run?
Well, I was hoping they would be the number one seed. If they won that game, they'd pretty much be the number one seed based on who you see left. They got Houston and Cleveland. So I guess you kind of got to have to root for Buffalo and the Jets the last two games. Doubt they win, but, you know, at least got to root for them. But they're probably, realistically, if they win those two, probably be the two seed. So then you think about it, then they're probably will be a bye, and then they'd probably have Jacksonville go into there. So that would be a little bit tough because they got, you know, pretty much smacked by them in their defense.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
I think they can beat Jacksonville. I think they're a better team. Jacksonville's played really good this year. I think Roethlisberger has improved a lot since then, so we'll have to see. But I think they really have a good chance this year, at least going to the Super Bowl. They have a better chance than they've had before, especially after their performance against New England. Jacksonville's going to be the tough one, though. I can't say that I'm more scared of Jacksonville than New England, but their defense is outstanding. So
they
can get past them. They got a realistic chance.
Yeah, and the underdog is always kind of scary, right?
Right.
So one of my last questions is going to be that, you know, they've got so many weapons. You got Big Ben, obviously, with plenty of playoff experience. You've got three insane receivers right now playing out of their mind, Juju, Bryant, and then obviously AB when he's back, and then Le'Veon Bell, you know, at running back. Are these guys clicking all at the right time? Are they heating up all at the right time?
For sure. You think in the beginning of the season, it was everywhere. It was not really balanced. Now it's getting much more balanced. It would be one thing or the other. You'd see Bell have a big game. Bell and Brown pretty much have their big games, but they wouldn't really spread it out as much. Ben lately has been getting everybody involved. And I think, like you said, right now the offense is really starting to click. Because there was a point in time, and obviously they were one of the better teams. They were like 7-2 or something at the time, or 8-2. They hadn't even scored 30 points. And then they went up and put 40 against Tennessee. And ever since then, the offense has been outstanding, especially because Martavis Bryant, even him, he's stepped up a little bit. He's going to have to do it in his next two games in AB's absence, so I think it's clicking right at the right time.
And what about defense? Number 50 went down, and, I mean, you know, that's been huge. You know, been paying a lot of tributes to him, doing things in his honor, of course. But, you know, what do you think happens with them?
yeah, that's gonna be the tough thing, because I mean, that was one of the problems with, you know, Gronkowski obviously killed them, so that was a big stoppage there, because they had no one really to guard him. But man to man, when they played against New England, that worked a lot. The zone defense works a lot when you mix it up. That's what they did against Brady. But Joe Hayden's coming back this week, so that should help out a lot. And the defense, as long as they can at least, you know, not let up the big plays, which they've been doing somewhat here and there, but I think they should be fine.
Tyler, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you coming on and taking time out of your day. Do you have any last shout outs that you might want to give?
Hey, man. Well, if you want to check us out, like you said, on Twitter, at Steeler Nation is our Twitter. On Instagram, we are at SteelerNation.com. Not dot, obviously, but at SteelerNation.com on Instagram. And then you can obviously check us out on our site, SteelerNation.com. And again, Trey, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate it. And go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers, man. Have a good one.